but at his superior's introduction of him to Ahab, he politely bowed, and straightway went on to do his captain's bidding.
"It was a shocking bad wound," began the whale surgeon, "and taking my advice, Captain Boomer here stood our old Sammy." "Samuel Enderby is the name of my ship," interrupted the one-armed captain, addressing Ahab. "Go on, my boy." "Stood our old Sammy off to the northward to get out of the blazing hot weather there on the line. But it was no use. I did all I could, sat up with him nights, was very severe with him in the matter of diet." "Oh, very severe," chimed in the patient himself, then suddenly altering his voice, "drinking hot rum toddies with me every night till he couldn't see to put on the bandages, and sending me to bed half seas over about 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, ye stars, he sat up with me, indeed, and was very severe in my diet. Oh, a great watcher, and very dietetically severe is Dr. Bunger." "Bunger, you dog, laugh out, why don't you? You know you're a precious jolly rascal. But heave ahead, boy. I'd rather be killed by you than kept alive by any other man." "My captain, you must have ere this perceived, respected sir," said the imperturbable, godly-looking Bunger, slightly bowing to Ahab, "is apt to be facetious at times. He spins us many clever things of that sort.